What's going on, Joe?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Joe, you know, in prepping for the high school games, had a chance to – I'm doing the Alcoa games, so spoke to Gary Rankin.
Oh, yeah.
Who we both covered when he was at Riverdale.
Yep.
What a, he's got seven state championships, and a guy that I think we all recognized early on was destined to, you know, for to really reach a very high plateau, and he's just amazing.
Yeah, he is one of those guys that, you know, as you said, we've known for years, and I thought for a time probably was going to find himself in the coaching ranks in college.
Yeah.
You know, I certainly thought after a couple of those early championships. And I think he probably took a look, you know, at a couple of things, but it wasn't the right job, the right time. He ended up just kind of staying with the high school thing, and he got another great program at Alcoa, and it just kept going and kept going. And so, it's a real machine that he's coaching.
And he has got he's building a dynasty at Alcoa.
Sure is.
As for Vanderbilt, tomorrow it will be DePaul at 3 o'clock at Memorial Gym, and probably a little different tempo than what we saw the other night against Missouri.
A real contrast, Kevin. If you look at their scores, DePaul is 5-1. They have not scored. I think their highest scoring game is 68 points. That was an overtime game against Detroit. Their only loss came down in St. Thomas in the Virgin Islands to Tennessee in the Paradise Jam, 57-53. They've got some good quality wins over Northern Iowa and St. Joseph's. So they are certainly going to be a challenge. DePaul will be without now for them.
Their big gun,
disadvantage. Their big guy, Matt Koshwal, is out with a foot injury, so they will be undersized. But they have gotten great play out of their guards, Walker and Kelly. Kelly has 19 assists and 3 turnovers. I mean, really takes care of the basketball. So it'll be a focus to see how he deals with Vanderbilt's pressure, because you can bet that the Commodores are going to try to play full court. They're going to want to pick up the pace of the game, you know, and see if they can force some turnovers and get off and running. But DePaul, for the most part, under Jerry Wainwright, well-coached. They play a disciplined style, and Vanderbilt's going to have to, you know, try to dictate their tempo but also be patient when time requires it.
Joe, how long will Kevin Stallings go with the 10-11-man rotation? Will he tighten that up when they get into conference play?
Yeah, it's a real interesting question, Mark, because we've talked about that in years past. You know, ideally, I think 8 players is probably where you'd like to go. And in years past, that's sort of what's happened. I'm not so sure it happens this year. I'm not sure that playing the kind of style they want to play, an up-tempo style, if they've got 10 or 11 guys that they're comfortable with, I'm not so sure they don't go ahead and continue to go with them. Now, you'll notice, for example, Festus did not play against Missouri at all. And that was simply because they just didn't like the matchup, the smaller, quicker guys on him. They thought it might be not a good matchup. He'll play, definitely, against DePaul. And the guys, and I think it's really important, Kevin even alluded to it, it's really important that these guys have bought into this system and understand that some minutes are going to be distributed differently according to the opponent, according to the style of play, and everybody accepts that and goes with it. As long as they do that, you know, then you've got the best opportunity for everybody, and that seems to be what's happening.
And I was reading David Beauclair's notes on the Nashville City Paper site, and you're talking about Festus Ezeli, and, you know, from what you read from Kevin Stallings and you hear him talk about it, it sounds like Festus has had a great attitude about the whole thing and, you know, was being a good teammate even though he didn't get a chance to play against Missouri.
Absolutely. You know, Festus is one of the best guys in the locker room. He's one of those enthusiasm bringers, the big smile, always, you know, ready to go, and doesn't, you know, didn't sit back in the corner and say, man, you know, why was I not playing? You know, he understands the situation. He was told, I'm sure, you know, this is the deal. Don't worry about it. We're going to need you, you know, certainly down the road starting on Saturday. So I don't think there's any issues there. That's a great team attitude to have. And the rest of the guys see it and feed off of it.
And the women's team plays Bowling Green tonight?
Play Bowling Green, and that's going to be a memory, a bad memory for some of the older players on this Vanderbilt team, because Bowling Green upset, you know, a top 10 ranked Vanderbilt team to end the NCAA tournament for them a couple of years ago. So I'm sure that, and if you certainly can't get payback in regular season, but certainly Bowling Green will be fresh on their minds, and certainly not a game that will be taken lightly at all. And I also want to congratulate the bowling team. They're ranked number 1 in the country in the new poll that came out yesterday.
Hey, Joe, thanks as always.
All right, see you guys tomorrow afternoon.